The story is set in the Civil War. A soldier, gravely wounded in a brutal battle, flees the fighting to try and make his way home. Many readers and moviegoers may know how this ends because they've read or seen Cold Mountain, best-selling novel, star-studded Hollywood movie, and now opera. It premiered this past weekend, and the next performance is tonight. But as Paul Ingalls reports, its road to the stage was almost as difficult as the main character's journey home.
Jennifer Higdon was having a very good year in 2010. A recording of her percussion concerto won a Grammy, and her violin concerto landed her a Pulitzer Prize. But she was also struggling with how to write her first opera.
I attended tons of opera. I flew out to all kinds of world premieres. I remember going to Vienna to see John Adams' A Flowering Tree. And then I just started getting scores, tons of scores and recordings. Everything from standard repertoire, Puccini, Mozart, to anything that had been written even like yesterday.
Higdon was collaborating with librettist Gene Shearer, who was wrapping up an adaptation of Moby Dick for the Dallas Opera. They were stuck on a subject for their project.
First, we went through hundreds of books, literally, trying to find something that would just resonate. And I wasn't sure if it would be a love story, if it would be a horror story or science fiction. We even talked about science fiction.
And one day when we were on the phone, I just had this idea, and I said, what about Cold Mountain?
Gene Shearer.
We both reread the book, and after doing so, we were convinced that this was really a great idea for an opera, that there was a way of inviting music in to really illuminate the story.
The story is based on Charles Frazier's debut novel, published in 1997, about a soldier W.P. Inman struggling to make it home. Cold Mountain became a movie 6 years later. But Higdon says securing the rights was a challenge because the company that held them was in the process of being sold.
So we had a hard time at first even getting a response to get the rights to the story. But you try to find ways around, pretty much like Inman trying to get around people who might be after him. I ended up finding emails to various people who led to the author.
My first reaction was, Inman is such an internal character that he hardly speaks. To see him, you know, on stage singing took a little bit of adjustment.
Charles Frazier agreed to the opera adaptation, even though he says you're more likely to hear Scandinavian jazz or the new Emmylou Harris-Rodney Crowell album playing in his Asheville, North Carolina home.
I mean, one of the things I've done with adaptation is just recognize early on that my expression of the material and the characters is the book, and the expression in the movie or the opera is not mine. But saying that, I've been enormously lucky with the people who've chosen to adapt my work.
In the case of the opera, there turned out to be a connection between writer, composer, and story. Jennifer Higdon grew up in the Smoky Mountains of Tennessee, not far from the setting of Cold Mountain.
I didn't realize at the time why, but the speech patterns of the lines that Charles Frazier wrote were so familiar.
But not so much for the librettist, who she points out is from New York.
And he wasn't sure he could figure out Southern speak, so he wrote the libretto, and then I went through and Southernized it.
The composer still had to figure out how to write for opera singers, which she'd never done before. So she talked to a lot of them, including baritone Nathan Gunn, who signed on early to play the main character for the Santa Fe premiere.
There have been a number of times where we've gotten together and said, you know, this would really help here if we, for dramatic purposes, you know, put a fermata over this note, because I don't know if I'm going to be able to go up stage after having that big fight, panting like crazy, and sing these next lines.
The composer and librettist had to carefully select scenes to bring a 449-page novel down to under 3 hours. But they also added scenes, which author Charles Frazier says are among his favorites. One is near the end, when Inman is urged to reveal the horror and the compassion he witnessed on his journey. Librettist Gene Scherer hopes it rings true for today's audiences.
The issue that seemed to me to be parallel was the plight of the soldiers from Afghanistan and Iraq coming home. So many of them had had these horrific experiences, and just trying to reintegrate themselves into the society, that is the experience that Inman finds himself in. And I think it's very hard to go through the kind of violence that people go through in war and not be changed.
For her part, composer Jennifer Higdon hopes she's delivered on her main goal.
For me, music is about emotion. That's usually the first thing I think about when I'm writing. So I'm hoping that people who come to the opera, who know the novel, will identify with the characters and understand and maybe pull a little more from it. I mean, it's a slice of time, it's a slice of life, it's a regional slice, and it's characters who could very well be living now. So it's an audio portrait.
Cold Mountain will continue at Santa Fe Opera through August. Most performances are sold out, but its journey will continue. It'll be performed by Opera Philadelphia early next year and again in 2018 by Minnesota Opera. For NPR News, I'm Paul Ingalls.